talking with Katie Kitchis on the radio sports page on KNIA KRLS. And, well, Katie, the T-shirt says it all. University of Nebraska, Omaha, Division One. 4 years ago when you started high school basketball, did you ever think Division One?
No, I mean, a year ago, I didn't even think Division One. And, like, it's just, it's crazy. Like, I don't know. I just don't know what to think. Like, it's awesome that I have this opportunity, and just, I'm super excited.
What put Nebraska Omaha over all the other offers? You had several offers to go to other Division One schools.
Yeah, I did have some other offers, but Omaha just, you know, it felt like a right fit. It felt like family. You kind of know just when you, like, start looking stuff up about them, and then you get there, you're on campus, you know, like, everything was so beautiful. The facilities are amazing. And then, of course, just, like, the relationships that I already have with my coaches, and, like, I haven't even, like, known them very long or even, like, I've seen them in person twice, but yet, like, they're cool. Like, I love them. Like, they're awesome. And the teammates are so cool, too. Like, I really feel like I can fit in and have a successful 4 years. So I'm just really excited to get there. And, you know, now it's official. So, like, I'm just super, super excited that I can do this.
What are they expecting out of you? Are they expecting to play you early? Or, well, what's the plan there for you?
Yeah, so, I mean, I haven't talked to them about that much, but, yeah, so what they've said is I'm, like my defense is just outstanding, so that my defense is definitely going to get me minutes. That will put me in there for sure, even if I'm a freshman. So I think I'll be playing. I'm obviously going to work really, really hard to be able to play, and if I'm just going to trust them, so whatever happens, it's all going to work out. But they did say that I have good defense, so that's a plus.
You know, you just finished your volleyball career at Knoxville, but not exactly where you wanted. But, you know, what was that like going through these 4 years and building that program where when your mom, the head coach, got there, it was really not a very good program. And now it was ranked all year and, you know, being talked about as a state tournament contender.
Right, yeah. Yeah, volleyball, that's a real hard topic for me right now, Derek. You know, I won't ever play again, so that's really tough to face. But we did have a good season. The end definitely wasn't what we wanted, but it's came a long way since, you know, my freshman year where we were like 4 and like 30 something. So, like, I don't even want to remember that. So it's a lot of work. My mom is amazing. She's done so much, and obviously I'm right there to help out the team and her and anything that can push us, make us better. And it's been fun the 4 years to grow, to develop with each other and as the game. But it is definitely sad that it's over now, so I hope they have a good season next year, though.
Now you go to basketball, and I know there's a lot of big plans and big hopes for basketball this season. And what are some goals that you ladies have set out this winter?
Yeah, well, we've only had 2 practices so far, so I guess we haven't all as a team thought about too many goals yet. But I do hope that we can accomplish some big stuff. Of course, the conference title. I mean, that's a given. You always want that. But I definitely want to make sure that we get some more non-conference wins this year. You know, last year I just felt that each non-conference game we played, we lost. I mean, I know that's not entirely true. We did win some, but it's just like, just you get there and it's playing and we were so close, and then it ends up, you know, as an L on your record, and I don't like that. So I'm hoping this year we can get some more of those and just have a good season. I want to have some fun this year.
So, you know, basically beat the Carlisles, the Pellas, and the better teams that is on your schedule this year.
Exactly. Yep. I think like Carlisle, Pella Christian, Grinnell. I mean, we have Oski, like, I don't know. But, yeah, it's all the non-conference people that are more of a challenge and more of the people that we're going to face when heading on the road to state and hopefully out of state, you know. So, like, it's definitely those non-conference games are big, big, big deal. They matter more than I personally think than the conference games. So I'm hoping we can do good this year.
What was the – process like for you to select a college? You know, did all these colleges coming at you? I remember the first one you tweeted out was Texas Tech, and that just kind of took me like, Texas Tech? Are you kidding me? But what was that like, getting those offers, hearing from those coaches of these Division I schools that, you know, you see every once in a while play on TV at, you know, on ESPN or whatever network that's showing them?
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. The whole recruiting process was crazy. Like, yeah, I obviously got that first one from Texas Tech, and that was just like, wow, like mind-blowing, like, oh my gosh, I can actually do this, like, this is for real, like, I never thought this would happen. So, like, that was definitely kind of an eye-opener, I guess, like, okay, I need to get my goals right, I need to get my head straight, this is happening type of thing, like, you know, like, because I was just like, oh my god, like, crazy. So that was just super fun, and then obviously I talked to so many more coaches, and I got a couple more offers, so it was super, super cool. My coach Chris for my AAU team, Beyond Ball, really, like, he was so great in all the recruit process. Like, he knows everything. He knows everyone. I don't know what I would do without him. He was amazing. And it was just, you know, it was just one of those things where you talk to people, you see if you like it, you don't, you go visit, and then you just kind of have that feeling of, okay, this is what's going to be best for me.
You mentioned your coach, your AAU coach, Chris. You know, talk about him. How much of an influence and a big part of this is he in your going to Omaha?
Yeah, Chris is like a big part because, I mean, like when I started playing that summer, like, I don't know, I wasn't even thinking about college basketball, to be honest, like, because my goals have always been I'm doing AAU to get better so I can have a successful high school season. So that year was a big change because it was like, no, now you're here because you're going to play college basketball. And I was like, whoa, you're right. Like, this is crazy. So Chris, you know, he was a big deal saying, like this is actually happening, Katie. You're a D1 player. Like, I didn't think I was going to ever play Division I basketball. But he was like, no, like, you are. Like, you're good, you know, like, stuff like that. And then he would go out and he'd contact coaches and, like, recruit for me. He was the recruiter. He was talking to everyone. He was showing them game film, highlights, all that stuff, inviting them to come to games and all of that. And Chris really knows a lot of coaches. And so, like, when I was talking to Omaha, he's like, yes, that's great. Like, you know, he knows where good places are and bad places are and stuff like that. And, I mean, Chris just always has your back 100% and wants what's best for you. And he'll support you in anything that you do. So I just loved having Chris. I was so glad I got to finish my AAU career at Beyond Ball with great coaches and teammates.
Well, we'll let you get back to practice. Katie, congratulations. And your senior season here this winter, I think it's going to be a fun season to watch.
Thank you, Derek. I hope it is.
That's Katie Kaitchis. She is on her way to Nebraska-Omaha next winter. We'll be back for more on KNIA KRLS.